WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Thank you. We got to do that. That got station ID. And Nathan, are you out of here? Okay, you're still, you can still talk a minute. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so yes, I know you need to go, but we're so glad you were here in the studio today, live with us. And
yeah, glad to be here. I'm glad to be here.
And also that we were able to play a couple of your songs.
Oh,
so,
my goodness, yes.
Yes, that was fun, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was.
So,
and we'll be singing them again.
And we will. And so we are going to go to a song that Carmen has sung, and it's one that we've done at Beacon many times. I love this song, I Feel Jesus.
Jesus left this earth. He made us this promise. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age." In all of the seemingly impossible things the Lord calls us to do, He does guarantee us this one crucial thing, and it is that He would be with us always, He would never leave us, and He would never forsake us. He said He would not leave us comfortless, but would come to us in the form of the Holy Spirit. Because after the Spirit comes on us, we would receive power. Power to be His witnesses. Supernatural power to accomplish a supernatural task. That's why right now, I feel the supernatural presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the One who calls the dead back to life. The presence of the One who heals withered bodies. The One who gives peace to troubled minds. The One who mends the brokenhearted. The One who restores crippled lives. The One who saves. The One who delivers, who forgives. The One whose name causes demons to tremble. I feel the presence of Jesus in this place. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. Right now, let's give God something to inhabit. Let's lift our voice, lift our heart, lift our hands, lift our faith, and say, I feel Jesus in this place.
Hold on.
Praise God. What a great song. Woo! Yeah, that's one we use at Beacon of Hope quite a bit, don't we, Pastor Jim?
Yeah, and guess what? We're going to use it again on
Wednesday.
We are?
Okay. Tell them what happens on Wednesday night. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, this song, I Feel Jesus, I love the way Carmen has been around for a long time. He's a wonderful Christian artist. And he just feels that, you can just feel the presence of God in that song. And how Jesus went about, which we're talking about right here in Matthew chapter 4, he went about teaching God's kingdom, and he did it by showing people how God felt about them. Talk to me about that, PJ.
Well, yeah, and it's Jesus' teaching style. First of all, he says, you know, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
That's right.
And you have to take the four gospels and go through them and look at what Jesus did. He taught by parables.
Right.
He taught by example. I mean, when the centurion, who was a Roman, and you know, the Roman, he apparently was a God-fearer, because he said, I need you to heal my servant.
Right.
And Jesus says, sure, I'll come to your house. Well, that, woof.
Wow.
You just didn't do that. You just did not go into a Gentile's house.
Right.
And Jesus was ready to do that. He taught by example.
But what does that show us about God's love? And our audience are people out there, like we mentioned a few minutes ago, that feel that they have done so much awful stuff, so much junk in their lives, that they are not worthy of God's presence in their lives.
Okay, do we need to make a list here? There's Mary Magdalene.
Sure.
Of whom he cast out seven demons.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the first at the tomb?
Who was the first actual apostle?
Right, to see that Jesus was risen from the dead. Mary Magdalene, the one who was
very possibly a prostitute.
Prostitute, right?
We know she had seven demons.
There
cast
you go.
Out of her.
Right.
There was the woman in John chapter 8, the adulteress.
The adulteress. Yes.
You know, he said, "I don't accuse you. Go and sin no more."
Right.
Just make a clean break.
Yes.
Start over. That's exactly what he was saying to her.
Start over.
So many times with the centurion, the Syrophoenician woman, again, a Gentile woman.
Right.
And, you know, Jesus said, wait a minute, you know, I came for the house of Israel. And she said, but even like dogs, which is how a lot of Jewish people back then would consider Gentiles.
Right.
They can have the scraps from the master's table.
Yes, yes.
And Jesus said, "Okay, fine, your daughter's healed."
It just shows God loves all of us.
Yes.
I just was reminded this week as I was working on some things for Mexico. Just one more time, and we talked about it, I think, recently in one of our services. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world. Doesn't say for God so loved only the Jews.
Right.
It does not say, for God so loved only the perfect people that have never, ever done anything wrong. There aren't any people like that, by the way. There's no perfect people. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever, it's open to anybody, whosoever. We've seen T-shirts at events where just whosoever, I'm a whosoever. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then I love verse 17. For God did not send Jesus into the world, I added a couple words there, to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Right.
Jesus didn't come to condemn us, Pastor Jim. And I know that a lot of times we talk about deep concepts on this show, but we also talk about the basics. And the basics are...
You don't get much more basic than that.
God loves every one of us.
Exactly.
And he loves you out there, wherever you are. And God wants a relationship with you. A relationship that will absolutely turn your life all around and give you purpose. And you'll see that God has a plan for you. All of that. That's what God has in store for you.
Well, okay, I have to bring Nan into this. She asked me for a bunch of scriptures yesterday for something
Nan,
she was doing.
Nan, are you at a microphone? Hang on, let me find out which microphone you're at. Is that to talk again?
Am I on?
You are now.
Hi.
No, Nan was asked me yesterday for some scriptures, and I think one thing we need to remember is one that I gave her, Psalm 139. God knit us together in our mother's wombs, and he knew us before we were formed.
Oh, yes.
And So he knows us more intimately than anyone.
Yes.
He knows us more intimately than we know ourselves. And even with all of that, he still loves us.
Oh, amen.
And, you know, he knows the good stuff. He knows the bad stuff. And he loves us because
yes.
he put us together in the first place.
Absolutely.
And this is love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and gave his son for us.
Exactly.
You know, quoting out of 1 John. That's so wonderful.
Yes.
You know, our loving God wasn't even initiated by us. It was initiated by God. We love because he first loved
us. Because he first loved us. Right.
You know? That's so amazing.
That song we sang last week at Nursing Home Ministry, Oh How I Love Jesus, mm-hmm. Oh How I Love Jesus. And then the verse says, because he first loved me.
Right.
You know, the end of the chorus says that too. Mm-hmm. But because he first loved me, because he died on a cross for you, dear listener, wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, whatever stuff in your life you are ashamed of or that you've done that makes you feel that God cannot heal your body or God does not want to be close to you or be your friend or be your comforter or all of that, those things are lies of the devil. And we started the show talking about darkness has no power over us. We don't have to give in to those lies. We are free from that. Jesus, it says here, went about healing the people of their diseases and of the bad effects of their bad lives, which means that we have all had bad effects of our bad lives. I mean, come on, let's be honest. We all have.
We've all made, you know, wrong decisions. And, you know, Paul says in Galatians, what you reap, you're going to sow.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, don't go blaming God for certain things that may well have been issues of your own.
Right.
You know, and I was going to mention it earlier. We were talking about, like, insurance companies love to call horrible catastrophes acts of God.
Right, exactly.
No, they're not acts of God.
Right.
I do not believe tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, those are not acts of God.
Yeah.
You know, those are results of a fallen universe.
Right.
But, yeah, God, what was that song? He looked beyond my fault.
Oh, yeah.
And saw my need, the Dottie
yes.
Rambo song. Oh,
yes.
I'm going to tear up over that one.
Oh, isn't that a great song?
You know, Amazing Grace will always be my song of praise.
Oh, yes. Love that song.
He looked beyond my fault, and he
yes.
looks beyond our faults, all of our faults. And he looks beyond that. He sees our need.
He sees our need.
You know, he sees
there's not one of us who does not need a relationship with our Creator. We've
right.
got that
we're
place in
right.
us that
we're
needs
built
it.
That way.
We're built
we're
that way.
We're built to have a relationship.
Yes.
With the Lord God of the universe.
That's
because
right.
he made us that way. And through our own sin, our
right.
own, you know, whatever we've done, we've broken that off.
That's right.
We've cut that off. And God sent Jesus to reconcile himself to us.
Amen.
That was totally his initiative because he knew some people could care less. They don't want to have anything to do with him. And yet some people still think God's mad at them. And, you know, I love something that Kenneth Copeland has said over and over. God's not mad at you.
That's right.
I mean, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, read that. It'll
right.
show you God is not mad at you. We are reconciled.
Absolutely.
To God. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Paul urges everyone there, be reconciled to God. Accept what he's done.
Accept what he's done. Yes.
Accept what he's done for you already. Because he's not holding anything against you. He does not want to hold anything back from you.
Amen. You know, Pastor Jim, it seems to me, and this show's kind of gone this direction, and I'm glad it has, because starting a new year, we need to really make this point. People, you may think that you don't have a need for a relationship with God. You may think you're getting along just fine. Everything is hunky-dory. You know, I love that word, hunky-dory in your life. And yeah, but you know what? It can turn at any moment, and life happens. Like Nathan said earlier, life happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, disease happens. Things happen. Divorce happens. Financial things happen. all kinds of things happen. And you may be, quote unquote, sitting pretty right this moment. But sometime during this year, I guarantee you, you're going to need God in some area of your life. How much better to start this year off saying, I acknowledge that I have a void, a vacuum in me that needs God. I was created to have a relationship with my Creator. And accept Him. I mean, it's just that simple. It's so simple of just taking Him and saying, okay, I make you Lord of my life. Yes, Lord. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's not anything major, you know.
Except it's the most major thing you can do.
Right. I mean, but it's not like you have
to do. It's not hard to do.
It's not hard. That's what I meant. Yeah, it's not hard to do.
Right.
But it is a decision.
Yes.
That you have to make. I mean, God's.
Right.
The Lord has done everything. Jesus
right.
has done everything He can possibly do to bring you back to Himself.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, and He doesn't play favorites. I think this is interesting because I want to read this next line here in the Message Bible. Word got around. I'm in Matthew chapter 4, about verse 24 or so. Word got around the entire Roman province of Syria. How did that happen? They had no cell phones. They had no internet. They had probably post office.
No.
Okay? They had none of that stuff.
It just would have spread by word of mouth. You know, and Galilee was perfect location.
Right.
Because it was in northern Israel.
Okay.
And it was close to like Damascus. It was much closer to Damascus than, say, Jerusalem was. But it sort of sat in the middle there, so people could kind of spread out from Capernaum and go every direction and just say, wow, there's this guy down in Capernaum that's healing all these people. And, you know, it.
Don't you think everybody was talking about it?
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, human nature loves to talk about the latest thing. Look on Facebook, you know, the latest little things happen constantly. And you see, you know, oh, try this, try that, whatever, whatever. Oh, this worked for me. You see that kind of stuff on Facebook all the time. These people walked and talked to each other, one person to another, saying, you would not believe what I just saw. I saw this guy. He had not had any eyesight in his eyes all his life. And this man, Jesus, laid his hands on him, and he was healed.
Well, and you know me, I'm big on old movies. The greatest story ever told.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
There's
movie.
There's that one part in there when Lazarus is healed.
Yes.
And I get teary-eyed just thinking about it. That scene is just so good.
Right.
Sal Mineo plays not one of the 12, but follower of Jesus. And he goes running up to Jerusalem and followed by two other people running up to Jerusalem from Bethany.
Right.
To proclaim what Jesus has done. And I just kind of picture that here in Matthew 4, that people would just. I mean, they'd go from Capernaum to Nazareth, to Sepphoris, to maybe even as far as Damascus, and certainly down to Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
To proclaim what Jesus had done.
Exactly.
Because here, for the first time, and historically, first time in 400 years since Malachi, you've got a prophet. You've got John the Baptist. We already got everybody stirred up.
He did.
Because it's the first prophetic voice they'd heard for 400
right.
years.
Right.
And now you've got Jesus.
Who's
backing up the prophecies with these signs and wonders.
Exactly.
And wow. I mean, it's like a brush fire had started there in Capernaum and just started spreading out.
And isn't that what God wants in our lives?
Oh, absolutely.
That we get so excited. That's why we're doing this show. We put money into this show every single week for 9.5 years. We have been doing this every single Sunday. You haven't missed a one. And why? Why are we doing this? And God always supplies the money needed for the show every single week. Why are we doing this? This effort. I could be sitting home watching football. You probably wouldn't be, but I could be. And
I've got stuff on DVR I could watch.
Oh, okay. All right. But you know what? It's because we believe what we're talking about, PJ.
And
we believe
and
it.
And we want to reach the world for Jesus.
We do. That's why we're going into Mexico.
Exactly.
Because we want to reach the world. We are going into Puebla, Mexico. We'll talk more about that later, but that's starting in a couple weeks, 3 or 4 weeks. And 4 weeks from today, I will be in Puebla. ministering. And it's exciting what God is doing as we reach out to others. We got to do this song. And then, PJ, we got more to talk about. Nan, you can join us if you want to comment. She is in the studio. This is the Gaithers are from our area, where we're from, PJ. Mm-hmm. Bill and Gloria Gaither. This is their daughter, Amy Gaither Hayes, singing Hidden Graces. Yeah. Kind of cool. We'll see how that applies to our topic.
The other side of this decision, underneath this tender flower, just behind the next few moments, sometime in the last half hour. If you have the eyes to see them, somehow you will see them there, waiting just to be discovered. Hidden graces everywhere. Beside the woman softly humming, in the letter you might send, over every promised rainbow, round the old familiar bend, like some tiny secret treasures asking you to take the dare. Find their holy golden traces, hidden graces everywhere.
Praise God, hidden graces, all those blessings in our lives. And here we are talking today on this early part of January 2016 about what Jesus did. He walked around. John chapter 1 says, the Word became flesh, verse 14, love this. And the Word became flesh, He's the Word, and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, glory as the only begotten of the Father. And I love this last few words of that verse, John 1:14, full of grace and truth. And so all these graces are benefits. They are blessings in our lives. And Jesus walked around teaching us that we could be healed. We could have His graces in our lives. Do you have something, Nan, you want to share?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, go yes, right ma'am. Ahead.
My grace is everywhere for you. Just look around and you will see. I have given so many things for you. One of the graces that I have is that you're free. Yes, free from the binds that hold you, capable of walking forward, moving forward in your walk. You have my grace with you everywhere. Share with others as you talk. They need to know that they too can have all the grace that I have put there. I will lead you into so many who need help. Wow, I just thought something. Oh, my gosh. I will lead you into so many who need help. That yeah. Won't happen. And that they, too, can call out in prayer. My grace is everywhere. What I thought of when I read that line was Mexico. It stopped me. I've never had... Right. I've never been interrupted while reading on the air, but that you know, I will lead you. No, I'm about to tear up, Pastor Jim. I will lead you into so many who need help.
That's right. That's exactly right.
God's prophetic
grace.
Word.
God's grace.
It is. And I keep saying we're going to tell you, so I'm just going to tell you right now that I've known this Pastor David Pettit in Mexico. He's in Puebla, Mexico. I've known him for about 10 or 12 years. And just recently we reconnected back on September 29th. And it was just interesting how it all happened. I won't talk about all that. But, you know, it was exactly September 29th was the of 2001 was the first service of Beacon of Hope. I did not realize when I connected with him that day that on Facebook that that was exactly 14 years from the day of the first service of Beacon of Hope. And on that very first conversation, he said to me, when are you coming to Mexico? Can you come and preach on Valentine's Day in my church? And I did not even, I didn't even stop a second or, you know, collect $200, you know, whatever.
You didn't pass go.
I didn't pass go. Yeah, nothing. I just said, yes, of course, I'll be there on Valentine's Day. And then everything is just boomeranged. And we are setting up an AM radio station where we will be airing right there in that town of 2 to 3 million people. A AM station where we are going to be preaching, we're going to be talking about Jesus, we're going to be having some quality programming, of course, all in Spanish. I grew up in Central America as a missionary's daughter, so Guatemala. And so we are beginning this new phase of Beacon of Hope. But, you know, Pastor Jim, Nan, 2.5-3 years ago, God led us to change our website address, although beaconofhopeministries.com still works. We changed it to bohmglobal.com. That was before we were on Starcom Radio Network, before this venture into Mexico. We felt global was where we were headed. BOHMglobal.com is our website. So I say all that to say that God has such a desire to heal our bodies, to heal our hurt. And if you look at this next sentence in Matthew chapter 4, maybe you can tell me, Pastor Jim, about what verse it is, maybe 24 in whatever translation you have today. I'll just read it in the message. It says this: people brought anybody with an ailment, whether mental, emotional, or physical. Jesus healed them one and all. It has no qualifying statement in there. And it says people brought anybody, that includes everybody, with an ailment, whether mental, emotional, or physical, Jesus healed one and all.
And that was the only qualification, that they be sick.
Right. I mean, or be broken
or
emotionally.
Be broken in some way.
Or mentally.
Yeah.
Yes.
That there be some sort of brokenness.
Yes.
And that was the only qualification.
And we all have those things.
Right. We're all broken.
Everybody. We have things from our past that we've not ever gotten over, perhaps.
Right.
Some hurts or some awful, awful things.
And that's why one of the names of God that I love, the covenant names of God, is Yahweh Shalom.
Yes.
Most you know, that's how he presented himself to Gideon.
Right.
Was as the Lord who is peace.
Who is peace.
But that word Shalom means wholeness.
Yes.
The
love
Lord
that.
Who is
I
our wholeness.
That.
He takes our brokenness,
mm-mm,
and makes us whole.
Mm.
You know, by his stripes, we are healed. We are made whole.
We're made whole.
And
so those things that have been hanging around in our lives for years, you know, so many people, and I've been in the ministry now most of my life, really, growing up on the mission field and then being a youth pastor at a young age, to have two large churches, and then eventually starting my own two churches, and all the stuff of the ministry. I can honestly tell you, most people have a great hurt from their past in some area. Could it be childhood? It could be a molestation. It could be all kinds of things. I have heard it all through these years. And I can tell you that most people have areas of hurt in their lives that are unresolved, that need God's healing touch, Pastor Jim. We need God in our lives to heal us emotionally, mentally, physically, all of the above.
Right. Oh, exactly. And so often the mental or emotional brokenness leads to physical brokenness.
Yes, it does.
So sometimes it's not just enough to get that cancer healed.
Right.
When sometimes there's a root that needs to be dealt with.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's so important that God is the one who makes us holy. He's heals us, first of all, spiritually, when we get saved. Our spirit then is reborn. It's healed.
Right.
And that goes out into our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions.
Amen.
And into our body.
Yes.
I mean, all three aspects of what makes us human are healed in Jesus.
Amen. Woo. Nan, you got a comment on all that?
I was just looking at you and agreeing with what he was saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me you had a comment.
No, I'm sorry.
But, you know, you're exactly right. And I think that it's so cool here. I love the way the Message Bible translates a lot of these verses because it is in the language we speak today. And this sentence, I'm going to read it again. People brought anybody with an ailment, whether mental or emotional or physical, Jesus healed them one and all. More and more people came, the momentum gathering. Besides those from Galilee, crowds came from the 10 towns across the lake, others up from Jerusalem and Judea, still others from across the Jordan. This was like a mighty fire that, you know, if somebody wants to set a house on fire, that a lot of times they'll take gasoline, you know, and run it through the house. And once you light it, it just goes everywhere, right? That's what this was.
Oh, absolutely.
Whoa. It's,
people who suffered from, well, every sort of, I mean, I have New International, it says, and I like this, it says severe pain.
Okay, cool.
Okay, who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them.
Wow.
And...
wow.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of runs the whole gamut.
Severe pain, demonic stuff, paralyzed bodies. I mean, a lot of us would say, oh, that can't touch that. That, you know, medical science can't do much with that. You know, paralysis.
That's okay. God's not limited by medical science.
That's exactly right.
You know, praise
Amen.
God for that.
Amen.
I mean, if he, you know, if he was, we would be in a
right.
bad situation. But we've seen people
yes,
heal.
Yes, absolutely.
We know
we have,
God
absolutely.
Heals.
We're going to see it in Mexico, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. And, you know, he wants to make us whole, like you said a minute ago, whole. Not just people walking around with shattered emotions, with shattered past, with so much. And, you know, it brings me to the verses that this radio show is founded on, Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14. That very first show, that's what Connie and Nathan and I talked about that day. That's the basis for living the good life. That's the basis for this show. And it says that God says that he has a plan for our lives to give us hope, to give us purpose, all of that. Do you want to find that and read it? Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14. I love it. But I, you know, our listeners today, it just seems to me, Pastor Jim, we are talking a lot today directly to certain people. And we don't know who you are, and we may never know till we meet you in heaven, whether or not you received what God had for you to get today. But here is one of the concepts we want you to get. Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14. Go ahead.
Okay. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart,
mm-hmm.
I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity.
Yes.
I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
Whoa.
And, you know, obviously that's talking about the Jews coming out of Babylon.
Yes.
But all of us are in our own
place.
Our own place of captivity. We've
right.
been carried off
right.
to Babylon, whatever that may be. And God says, I'll bring you back from there.
Yes.
Because I know the plans I have for you. Plans for good and not for evil.
Right.
Not to harm you. And I want to stress that God's not sitting up there with a big old bolt of lightning.
Amen.
Ready to smack you down
right.
whenever you sin or because you've sinned in the past. The blood of Jesus takes care of all
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
The blood of Jesus has cleansed you, not mm-hmm. just covered it up, mm-hmm. it's taken it away.
Amen.
Completely.
Whiter white as snow.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is cleanse us from everything.
Right.
You know? And, you know, when we say, God, I want you in my life, I believe that you are, Jesus is the Son of God, that he died on a cross for my sins and my sicknesses, that I can receive physical healing, that I can be in right standing with God, that I can have peace and joy. That's what Jesus was preaching as he went about. Mm-hmm. He was preaching God's government in our lives. God wants to be our Lord. He wants to be our Savior. He wants to be our healer. He just demonstrated it here all the way through the Gospels. He demonstrated how much he wanted to be our healer, and that we would recognize that this is for us,
mm-hmm,
too. It's not just for somebody in some crusade somewhere. It is for everybody. Do you want to comment on that, Nan? Oh, it's for everybody, including you, Nan.
Oh, I am so glad.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
I mean, this is all like, is really pretty cool stuff we're covering now, because, you know, I'm working on a little booklet right now.
Yeah.
And there's parts of this that's in that booklet, and
yeah,
it's refreshing, bringing back. Well, I've been working with it, so I know what's on it. But I'd like to read one poem that I actually got earlier in the show.
Go ahead.
We're talking about the Son of God.
Yes.
You can feel my son. As you sit in your house in a quiet sort of way, you can feel my son as you call out and pray. Let him engulf you now. Let his love overflow you. You will feel so different. You will feel his presence flow through.
Mm.
Meditate wholeheartedly upon my son. You will feel so much better. You will know that you've been met with him, and that you'll face your day feeling free.
Amen.
You know, and we've talked on the show about, you know, having a quiet place, you know.
Yes. Important.
It's important. One of the things in the little book that I'm working on, it came to mind. I do feel I need to share this part. You know, we're talking about the excitement that was happening, and when Jesus was healing, and,
right?
I mean, all the little people running all over the place telling, because all the little people, because that's the form of a communication they had. They didn't have Facebook.
Talk.
They didn't have texting. They had but then, and we're excited about that, and that's a great excitement. But then what? One thing I want to point out, even we need to do as Jesus did.
Yes.
And Jesus, one of the things I have put in my book is that Jesus took time away. I think I asked you for some scriptures. I had some scriptures, but I didn't have what I wanted enough. So I asked Pastor Jim for some to go.
Yeah.
But he went, he rested, he sought solitude, he spent time with his father to rejuvenate him.
That's right.
To refresh his body and to be able to move forward into the next time of ministry.
Absolutely.
And we need to do that. And people, it's difficult sometimes to find a quiet place, but we've talked on the show before about them being creative.
Right.
Coming up with a creative way, in the car, on the way to work, whatever, you know.
Exactly. And when you do that and take time, then God is able to speak to you more clearly, mm-hmm, because your mind's not so cluttered with, you know, everything else going on around you. As we go into chapter 5 here, we see that Jesus has all these people now around him that are committed. They are ones that have seen the miracles. They're ones like the disciples that were following with him. There were people that were around. They're going, whoa, I am going wherever you go, Jesus. I'm going. I want to see you heal more people. I want to see this. And so he goes up to a hilltop kind of a area. And it says in the Message Bible that committed climbed with him. I think that's very interesting, Pastor Jim, that there were people that were so committed to what they saw happening and what they heard coming from Jesus' mouth. They wanted to be with him all the time.
Well, and they wanted to be close to him.
Yeah.
Since, you know, we're calling like chapters 5, 6, 7, the Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
He was at a place where he could talk loud enough and be heard at the foot of the mountain.
Right.
And that's okay, because at least you're hearing him.
Right.
But here, the disciples climbed up with him.
Yeah,
they wanted to be close.
Isn't that
with
cool?
Him.
I love that.
Because from the bottom of the hill, it's kind of hard to ask questions.
Right.
Getting, you know, and you know, a lot of times when he taught, they'd ask, especially in John brings that out. But Lord, what about this? You know,
right?
And so I think they wanted to be close to him to really catch what he said.
Boy, that concept will preach all day long. Think about it. Because so many people are out on the fringe. They know, they believe that God is there. He's somewhere. They believe that Jesus, you know, came to this earth, died on a cross, rose from the dead. They believe all that. But to have that intimate relationship with God where they talk to him. You know, that old song, In the Garden. And he walks with me and he talks with me, tells me I am his own. And the joys we share as we tarry there,
none other will ever know.
You know, that concept of that kind of relationship is what we need.
Well, and the joy we share as we tarry there.
As we take time with him.
Yeah, it's not the joy we share as we spend 2 minutes together there.
That's right.
You know, we... It's the point is, you know, you tarry, and that's a word we just don't use anymore. But, you know,
hang out.
You hang out
there
with
you
Jesus.
You hang out.
You know,
we can hang out with friends for hours. We can hang out playing video games for a long time, or we can hang out watching movies, going to a movie. We think nothing of going to a movie for 2 hours.
Right.
But we don't. And that's hanging out, you know, with whoever we went to the movie with and hanging out in the movie. But it's hard for people to set aside time to hang out with Jesus. And these guys did it.
Right.
Thousands of people did it.
Right. And I just, one of the things I'm reading, I use the American Bible Society reading guide. Today was the end of John chapter 6. And that's where Jesus talks about the bread. I'm the bread of life. I'm the bread of heaven. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. And, you know, obviously, symbolically, he was talking, but a lot of the disciples went away.
Right.
He looked at the 12 and he said, what about you? And Peter said, no, we're not going to leave.
Right.
You have the words of life. We have come to believe and know that you are sent from the Holy One.
Amen.
You know, you're the Holy One of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they spent that time with him.
Mm-hmm.
They knew, you know, they knew him. And yeah, they didn't know him perfectly. I mean, if, you know, chapters later on, that Last Supper, you know, they're asking him all sorts of questions because they still hadn't gotten it
right.
completely.
Yeah.
But yet Peter said, we're going to hang out with you
right.
because you have the words of eternal life.
Amen. Woo!
And, you know, that doesn't mean you have to. Peter wasn't saying, I understand them all. But he said, I'm still going to hang out with you.
That's right.
I want your word.
Amen. Which brings me to this song by the group down here, Calmer of the Storm, because that's who he is.
When everything is wrong, the day has passed and nothing's done. When the whole world seems against me. When I'm rolling in my bed, there's a storm in my head. I'm afraid of sinking in despair. Teach me, Lord, to have faith in what you're bringing me. Will change my life and bring you glory. I'm amazed at the power of your will. 'Cause I'm a child of little faith. I feel the wind and forget your grace. And you say, peace be still.
Teach me, Lord, to have faith in what you're bringing me will change my life and bring you glory. There on the storm, I am learning to let go of the will that I so long to control. Torment blows in the middle of the sea. May I never trust, never trust in me. 'Cause there in your arms I find no tragedy.
Ooh, praise God. That song was just right on, mm-hmm. right there, because so many of us feel that we're in the middle of a storm most of the time, whether that means with people around us, with job situation, with relationships. Nan, did you get a poem during that song?
Ian, I will calm the storms in your life and will help you with all of your strife. Look to me for the answers that you need. You will make it, oh, so greatly indeed. Turn your will totally unto me. Then you will learn and you can see. You'll see that things will all work out, and you will want to go about and shout. I can just see little people running around Jesus Day shouting.
Go about and shout.
Go about and shout. You will share with those around, and that they too can be set free from their binds. I am the calmer of the storms in your life.
Yeah. Amen. You know, it's such a wonderful benefit to know that God is with us all the time. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He came to show us that he could heal anything, any disease, any emotional stuff, any past awful hurt, past awful thing that's happened to us. He can heal any of that. He's with us. He's there to teach us and clean us up. Like he said to the disciples, you know what? Don't worry about it. I'm going to teach you how to catch people. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the one that cleans us up, like we were talking about cleaning fish. You know, and I think so often we forget that there are so many wonderful benefits from turning our lives over to Jesus and saying, I want to make you Lord of my life. I want you, Jesus, to be more front and center in my thoughts and in my life. Comment on all that, PJ.
Well, that's so true. We can have him as Savior.
Right.
Like you'd mentioned before, we can be at the foot of the hill.
Right, foot of the hill.
But
good point. Yes.
He calls us into intimacy.
Right.
Not just to know him as Savior.
Right.
You know, I think of, well, the announcement of the angels. Sorry, I keep going back to Christmas.
That's okay.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a mm-hmm. Savior.
Right.
Who is the Messiah, the anointed one.
Right.
The Lord.
Right.
And those are the steps he wants us to take.
Yes.
We know him first as Savior.
Right.
Then we know him as the anointed one. When we begin to walk in the miraculous.
Yes.
And, you know, the healings, the fullness of the Spirit. But then finally, it's knowing him as Lord. That's the goal, is to have him as Lord. And that's hard to do, because that means we have to step down.
Exactly. It's called surrender.
Yeah, we have to.
It's that 30, 60, 100 fold thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You first, so often we just know him as our Savior, and then we begin to see, wow, he's got more for me. He can heal my body. He can take care of my emotions. And then when you begin to see him as who he wants to be the one that you go to in no matter what's going on. He wants you to trust him with all your life and with all your problems and with all your past. He wants you to surrender to him. That's that hundredfold mm-hmm. where we really begin to experience life in him, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And
more abundant life, you know?
It just came into my head about the temple or the tabernacle.
Okay, yes.
The outer court was where the sacrifices
right.
took place.
Sure.
The washings, the blood sacrifices. The inner court was where there was the candlestick, the illumination,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
The showbread, the word, where you're really getting into the word and you're getting that healing. But God wants, God calls us into the Holy of Holies.
Yes, he does.
Past the veil.
Right.
Into his very presence.
Mm-hmm.
Where we step down, we dethrone ourselves.
Right.
And just let him have control.
Just let him do it.
And you said it, it's surrender. And that's so hard. And it's something, you know, 12-steppers will say one day at a time. This is
right.
Like 1 minute at a time. Because,
exactly.
You know, personal experience, I'm in traffic. Jesus is often not the Lord of my life in traffic. I mean,
yeah.
I want to...
You have one of those. You like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I know on those times when I'm very conscious, and it really helps me to pray in the Spirit, because that puts... That kind of, I'm
right.
just giving
sure.
the whole thing over to God.
Right.
And it's like, okay, whatever happens, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because God's in control. And you know, that's maybe kind of a silly example, but it,
no, it's not. It's a very practical example that you and Nan both suffer from. I'm teasing Nan.
But
teasing.
It's so true.
It's okay.
I mean, you know, and I think of like when I turn my day over to God, my work day, no matter what happens, it's like, it's not that I'm in control, but in a sense, because God's in control, I'm in control. I don't lose it. You know,
right.
It's like I can manage, I can
right.
handle. Without God, whew.
Well, you just said it starts with a recognition as Jesus Christ as our Savior. Mm-hmm. We want to pray that prayer right now. Pastor Jim, I'm going to have you ask you to repeat after me. If there's any of you out there, no matter where you're listening, live or whether you listen later on Starcom Radio Network or later on our website, there's a lot of places to catch these shows. There's no difference with God. If you pray this prayer and accept him right now as your Lord and Savior, doesn't matter where in time that happens,
exactly.
He is there in time right there with you, you know? So this prayer is simply the way God taught us to ask him into our lives. So just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he came to this earth and died on a cross.
That he came to this earth and died on a cross.
For my sins and my sicknesses.
For my sins and my sicknesses.
I believe that God the Father...
I believe that God the Father
raised Jesus from the dead.
Raised Jesus from the dead.
That he is our risen Lord.
That he is our risen Lord.
I ask you, Jesus.
I ask you, Jesus.
To forgive me now.
To forgive me now.
For anything and everything.
For anything and everything.
That I've ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I choose to make you the Lord of my life.
I choose to make you the Lord of my life.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And live with me forever.
And live with me forever.
This I pray.
This I pray.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Woo! We want to hear from you if you prayed that. You know, we don't hear from many people when they pray it, but I know there are many, many people that prayed and have prayed this through the years on the air with us. And Pastor Jim at BOHMGlobal.com is your email. Mine is pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. We would love to hear from you. And we encourage you, if you just prayed that prayer, you got to get in the Word. Get into the book of John. Start reading. Get into Psalms. But John is probably the very best book to start with, don't you think?
Yeah,
in the Gospels in the New Testament.
Right. And depending on the amount of time you can spend reading,
right.
You can get through John in a week.
Right.
You know, 21 chapters, you can do 3 a day and get through John in a week. I would almost recommend just taking it one chapter at a time because
yeah.
John is, it's kind of a paradox. That gospel is so simple, but it's so meaty.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so full of good stuff.
That's where all the I am's, where Jesus says, mm-hmm. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd, where Jesus talks about who he is
right.
to us and who he wants to be to us. That's the gospel that does that, John. And so we encourage you. And we are serious. We'd love to hear from you if you want to ask any questions or you know, get to know more about how to really live this Christian life.
Right. Just ask Nan about how good I am at that.
Yes, you love to answer questions.
Yes.
You love to answer questions, don't you?
I sent him several different about six or seven things yesterday that I needed some scripture for. I've been looking, and I look. I mean, I look before I start just asking, you know,
right.
Like, was it finding exactly what I was needing? And he came through for me
pretty
quickly.
That's great.
So thank you, Pastor Jim.
You're welcome. I love doing that, though.
Absolutely. And so we're here for our listeners.
Exactly.
And, dear listener, if this is all new to you and you've been listening today and you think, man, you guys are a little crazy, you know what? No, we're not. We love God with all our hearts, and we want you to experience that kind of a relationship with Him and to know that He wants to guide you on a daily basis, that He wants to make His Word, the Bible, the Word of God, come alive in your life. That's His desire for you. He has so much for you that you have never experienced. And, you know, our closing song we'll get to in a minute is It's Not Far to Jesus. And it's not. It's just a decision. It's a desire to become who He wants you to become. Mm-hmm. So, Pastor Jim, how do you sum all this stuff up over these 2 hours? Wow.
Oh, my.
It's been a great show.
Well, I'll use the first spiritual law.
Okay.
God loves you.
Yes.
No matter who you are, no matter where you're at, and He
right.
has a wonderful plan for your life.
Amen.
You know, we talked about how He's known you from the womb.
Right.
He loves you. He knows you better than you know yourself.
Exactly.
So we just invite you to know Him.
Right.
He's not mad at
right.
you. He's not
yes.
mad at you. He wants to be in relationship with
Amen.
You.
Amen. He loves you. He's got a plan for you. We talked about that in Jeremiah 29:11-14. Mm-hmm. He's got a plan for you, a plan to prosper you and to do good for your life. And when you maybe grew up hearing that God was mad at you, come on, just, you know, let go of that, because that's not it at all. You've seen that today in these verses in Matthew chapter 4. And what a wonderful, go back over it, read it in your Bible, mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 4. You'll see what we've been talking about for this whole show. God loves us. Nan, did you have some parting comments before we get to this song?
Just God loves them, and I would encourage Amen. Them to find a special place.
Yeah.
Spend time with them, and they will so much greater sense. What we're speaking is true, but they will sense it. They will know it. They will feel it about how God loves them so much, because they will be spending that quiet time with Him.
Oh, absolutely. And we encourage you to get to our website, bohmglobal.com, where we have about 400 of our shows over the last few years there for you to listen to. And you can get a lot of good teaching and instruction. BOHM, it stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMglobal.com. Check it out. The shows are there. If you want to become a financial partner with us, you can also do that on the front page at the bottom, donations. It'll open a page for PayPal. If you want to give towards our new mission venture in Mexico, you can do that, or whatever, towards these radio broadcasts. That would be great. And we encourage you, if you want to come locally, we are meeting every Wednesday night now. It used to be a Friday night gathering. Right. It's Wednesday gathering, isn't it, Pastor Jim?
Yes, it is. And it's been a little confusing,
but
we're adjusting.
It is. We're adjusting to people's schedules. 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater at the Ramada Inn. That's where we meet every Wednesday night, 6:30. Prayer meeting starts at 6, followed by a time of praise and worship and in the Word, and we get out around 8 o'clock. So it's a great couple hours spent really in the Word and developing friendships and wonderful, wonderful time, you know, in the Word. It's really good. So we encourage you to come and be a part of that. So this has been Nathan earlier. We're glad that he was in the studio with us today. And Nan and Pastor Jim and me, Pastor Marcia, bringing you the Word of God today. And as always, here every Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 Eastern Time on Tantalk1340.com, on Saturdays and Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Write that down, StarcomRadioNetwork.com. You'll hear this show that just had happened today, this coming Saturday and Sunday. It's not far to Jesus. We'll see you next week. To His side, there's no